Prosecutors have released racist writings in the notebooks of Nathan Allen, the man accused of gunning down two black residents of Winthrop last month. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins says the 28-year-old Allen wrote that racism is natural and healthy and referred to white people as apex predators. She says some of Allen's journal entries were written shortly before he killed Air Force veteran Ramona Cooper and retired state trooper David Green. Allen was then killed in a shootout with police. Rollins also says Allen's family was not aware of his writings. We spoke with the district attorney and asked her to describe the writings.
It's chilling. This man was hiding in plain sight for all intents and purposes. Appeared, however we would define, and you know, I'm making air quotes now, normal, seemed pleasant, etc. But below the surface, all of this was boiling.
What surprised you?
Just reading in his own handwriting what he believed. This is not speculation. This is him speaking to us about what his thoughts and beliefs and ideologies were. And although the language that we see in his penmanship is targeting the black community, as you saw after some of the writings, and it's basically more sort of generalized white supremacy, there were swastikas drawn. And I challenge you to think of a more obvious sign of hatred and violence, right? And just awfulness, quite frankly, than that image. And he drew two of those there. And then we know now where he was spending a lot of his time with respect to reading literature or looking at websites. And there was absolutely an anti-Semitic component to that as well.
So his family was unaware of these views, and they've been cooperating with your office. Is that right?
They have. They have been nothing but helpful in our investigation, and they offer their condolences to the Cooper and Green family. They denounce this ideology that their husband, son-in-law, son, or brother espoused, and they are mourning the death of the person they thought Nathan Allen was. You know, one of the most chilling parts of these writings to me was when he wrote about his wife. You know, I hope I can turn Audrey to the truth or her to me, but I effing doubt it. When will it all pop off? And that's the last thing he wrote before killing Staff Sergeant Cooper and Trooper Green.
Do you worry that by releasing the details of some of these writings that you could inspire somebody else?
That's always the tension, and it is a hard question. But I also believe when we pretend things aren't real, it allows individuals to go on with their life and not value, you know, the Jewish community who is dealing not only with, you know, Duxbury football and the desecration in the last several years, not once but twice, of the Holocaust Memorial, but what we saw happen in our own, you know, part of Boston and Brighton, where a rabbi was violently attacked. It allows us to believe that, oh, you know, that really, they're exaggerating, or that doesn't really happen, this isn't real. And it is real, very important to me that we shine a light on this darkness.
Regarding the attack on the rabbi in Brighton, a 24-year-old Brighton man, Khaled Awad, has a dangerousness hearing scheduled today, and you're going to attend. Is that right?
That is correct. I will be there.
Why?
Because it's important that people know that this is not something I want passed off to somebody else working in our in my office.
Will Mr. Awad be charged? You'll be prosecuting this as a hate crime?
We are moving meticulously to see what it is that we can prove. And it is, we understand, very obvious to some what this individual's intent was. We want to make sure that we can prove that, and we'll have more to announce after the dangerousness hearing today.
All right. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins, thanks so much for being with us.
Be well.